The Society of St. Vincent de Paul has been saying this lunchtime it's received more than 135,000 calls so far this year from people looking for help with rising food and energy costs. That's a 14% increase in the number of calls received by the same time last year. However, the number of calls received for help in back-to-school costs has come down by 20%. Dr. Tricia Keelty is Head of Social Justice and Policy at St. Vincent de Paul, and she joins us now. Very good afternoon to you, Dr. Keelty, and thanks for talking to us this lunchtime. So a lot of this increase in calls that you've seen so far this year is driven what we've just been talking about, the rising cost of living.
Yes, that's right. So if we look at the overall trends, we are seeing food and energy prices still driving calls to our local offices right across the country. But as we've seen now in terms of education, there is some positive news in terms of the impact the free school books at primary level is having on families, and also the €100 increase in the back to school clothing and footwear allowance. That's really lightened the load for families of primary school children, because, you know, at a time now where people are so overloaded with different bills, it's really welcome that we're seeing this bit of breathing space for families. But at the same time, obviously, we are seeing lots of families struggle with the cost of secondary school. And then obviously piled on top of that is food and energy bills, which are still kind of persistently
high. But it's
interesting.
I mean, a targeted assistance of that sort can make a real difference then.
Absolutely. So with the right policies, you know, we can really get things right for families. And this really just demonstrates that very, very clearly. So it gives us a lot of hope in terms of the upcoming budget. You know, if we did continue on this trend and invest in free school books for secondary school students, we'd hope to make a similar impact. The same goes for voluntary contributions, investing in the capitation grant, making school genuinely free would have a positive difference for children right across the country. So I suppose it just really gives us hope that if we do get this right, then we can make a difference.
We've been living with high inflation now for some time. Are you seeing as a consequence of that people running into deeper and deeper debt?
Absolutely. I suppose our concern at the moment is that a lot of households are still carrying debt from last winter, whether they had a very large energy bill, particularly gas, and now we're heading into winter where people still have arrears on their account and prices aren't coming down quick enough. So the concern is that this will all build up and we'll have a cumulative impact this winter where people are trying to pay off old debt and trying to keep the heat and the lights going for this winter as well. So it's really important that we get the supports to people in the upcoming budget in relation to fuel and energy costs.
We've also been talking in the programme already about rents, about rising rents in the new tenancy sector. But of course, people are also facing, to some extent anyway, increases with existing tenancies. What kind of pressure is that putting on families?
It puts a huge amount of pressure on families, because when, you know, you experience a rent increase, the priority is to pay your rent. You want to keep a roof over your family's head, and that means you're sacrificing other areas of the family budget. Food is the most commonly requested item from SVP, and that's because it's the one area of a family budget where people have control over, and we'd see a lot of food poverty in our working communities across the country. So it really has a knock-on impact, not only on people's ability to make ends meet, but also the continuing stress and strain of worrying about bills piling up and whether or not you're going to be able to pay your rent or your mortgage that month does have a huge impact both for people's physical and mental health as well.
Dr. Tricia Keelty from the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, thank you very much for that.